That is where the devotee and the Lord in that image encounter each other in such tremendous intensity, there is a burst. And in that, it is possible for the devotee to experience a divine presence there. That is where the mystics describe that they saw God there, that God, or Krishna, Christ, and Buddha, what have you, got out of the statue and came towards them, talked to them, guided them, and etc., etc., etc. Hundreds of stories, hundreds and thousands of stories all over the world. You have quite a number here, even amongst Christian mystics, yes? The mystics who have seen Virgin Mary, who have seen Christ, who have... All of them belong to this category. When this, the fire of devotion is, when the light of devotion is powerfully concentrated on that one spot, then that fire is able to burn the material covering, as it were, in that form, in that statue or in that whatever you are using it as a focal point. It is able to burn that material up, and there you see not the material, not the stone, not the piece of wood, or not the picture, not none of those things, but it begins to blaze as the light, as the living presence. This is one of the most important secondary forms of devotion. The others are mentioned in Sutra 82. The other forms that this secondary devotion may take are said to be ninefold. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoho, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Shravanam is to hear. One wants to hear the glories of God all the time, the glories of love, the glories of the love of God, which means the glories of the saints and the holy men, mystics. One loves to hear such stories all the time. And such people, again, are also devoted to these scriptures. They love to hear these scriptures. What are scriptures but these stories? What are called scriptures are these stories. You go on listening to them, go on listening to them. That itself, it's a first-class trip. Lovely trip. Kirtanam. You know, Kirtanam may mean either singing God's names or relating these stories. Both. Either you get together and keep singing, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, or you relate, you talk to each other about the glories of God and the saints and so on. Smaranam is remembrance, or when you are alone, you sit and think of, remember all these stories, all these glories of the divine. Smaranam, Padasevanam. Padasevanam is worship, worship of the feet. And that is again dependent upon the nature of the devotee. Padasevana, or adoration of the feet, service of the feet of the Lord, may mean worship of an image, or doing some service to the temple, or serving humanity, feeling the presence of God in all. All this can be Padasevana. Archana is offering flowers, worship. We saw that yesterday. Archanam, Vandanam, salutation. Saluting God, not only in the idols and images, but greeting each other. Feeling the presence of God in each other. This again is not, I sound apologetic. It's not an oriental fancy, but you have it in Germany, Grußgott. Grußgott. Originally, it must also have meant, I greet the Lord in you. Grußgott. It seems to have been everywhere. Somewhere it has been lost and somewhere it has been preserved. And it is not as though that in India everybody says Grußgott either. In some places they say, in some places they don't. They're as bad as good morning. They have invented their own. Hey, kaisa hai? How are you? So it's not, there is no division in Oriental and Occidental. It's nothing here. One is as bad as the other, one is as good as the other. So, Vandanam, salutation, which may, in a restricted sense, be saluting God and the holy men, and in a wider sense, saluting the omnipresence in all. I think it is Krishna who specialized in one instruction. I don't think it is found in any other text. It's found in the 11th book of the Bhagavatam, where he says, my devotee, he is a funny chap, he says. The best form of salutation is mentally to prostrate even to your donkey, feeling the presence of God in all, in that, even in a donkey. Mm-hmm. But again, one cannot do it hypocritically. It must come from within. So that if I drop a pebble in the lake, it raises ripples in concentric circles. If I learn to see God in that image and in that environment, I learn to see God in the church, in the temple, in the holy men, in good men, good people, not only good people, other people also, and then not only people but others, and the trees in the mountains, the lake, water, everything. Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Dasyam, we discussed the other day, the attitude of a servant. Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Sakhyam is to treat God as friend, as a friend, and Atmanivedana is total surrender. All these are graded forms of the secondary devotion. In secondary devotion, there are all these grades. Though these are regarded as grades, and some commentators have even said that it is enough for one to adopt one or the other of these forms. It was again Swami Shivananda who insisted that why not have everything? Why not have the whole lot? Why must I say that I am a kirtan bhakta? That is, I only sing kirtan. Then you become, contracted. Why not expand? You are not doing only kirtan, you are not singing all the time. You are alone sometime. When you are alone, why don't you meditate? When you go to a temple, why don't you do some service there? When you go somewhere else, why don't you do something else? When you are among friends, why don't you talk about God, glory, spiritual life? So it was his genius that all these could be combined. And after all, it is God you are loving. So it's possible to love the same God sarva bhavena, in all attitude. So that if you regard God as your servant, as your master, as your friend, as your lover, as your child, all together, all perhaps at the appropriate time, or perhaps all together, then it is possible to live an intensely and beautiful human, ordinary worldly life, as you would call it. She loves her husband, she loves her children, she loves all of us, and she loves probably the plants and Ganesha. Right? There's no harm in this. And then when you look around and when you say, I love my husband, it's right, the God in him. I love my children, yes, the God in them. It is not as though the devotee must adopt only one or the other. It's possible for the devotee to be totally devoted in all aspects. It then, when this devotion becomes total, then the ego has no shelter. The ego has no shelter. It gets hit everywhere, wherever it goes. You cannot keep a little bit for yourself and say, well, that's mine. The rest of it I'll give it to God. So when the devotion becomes total, the ego has no shelter. And when the ego finds no shelter, and therefore nowhere to hide, it vanishes. And then, by the grace of God, or grace of the holy men, the primary type of devotion manifests itself.